Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon. This is Michael with Urban Wine Life. And today we got a different little grape that I haven't actually used before or had before. It's a Vidal Blanc, a Vidal Blanc. So I had to kind of do some research in regards to it. But this Vidal Blanc is a hybrid grape. Vitis vinifera with a combination, this wine, of Vitis Lambrusca. And if you really follow wines in particular, that Lambrusca is a really big wine and grape that's actually in New York. So when you hear these Lambruscos with that strong and type of wine that they have, that this is that hybrid mixture from that. I found out also that this was a wine that was in France initially from Jean-Louis Vidal. And he wanted to have a grape so he can have combination and build that wine so he'll be able to have cognacs. But it became a very stronger, prominent in the United States as well as Canada, because this Vidal Blanc is actually a very sweeter wine. Not as sweet as a Riesling, but you have a combination. It reminds me a little more of a Chardonnay Blanc, but not the complexities that a Chardonnay Blanc would have. It does have the fruitier taste of the pineapples and peaches, light finish, light bodied. It's a really pleasant kind of dessert wine, really a cool summery type thing. So I went to New Kent Wineries, as you can see, New Kent Wineries in Virginia. And of all of the white wines that they had, this Vidal Blanc was the one that kind of stood out. And we wanted to have this, you know, backyard, kind of cooler, having the kids eat hot dogs, something really light, salad, and we can have this. But I had a good salad and I was kind of ready to have that. But this Vidal Blanc, again, it kind of reminds me of a little of a Chardonnay Blanc. If you really want to say, well, what is it similar to? It have those pineapple notes, it has those sweeter kind of tastes, but it's not that lasting sweetness as a Riesling, and it'll have the peppery like a Gewurztraminer. So you really kind of in between. A Chardonnay Blanc really tells you a little more in the Vouvray type way. So let's get to the Vidal Blanc. So, really good finish, really good colors in regards to that. Pretty clear, a little pale. Let's go through the process. Citrusy, light floral, a little acidity in there. Yeah, you can kind of smell that. Here it comes, it's coming up in that way. No peppery in there. This is really a very light body wine. So that's what I'm getting from the notes, you know, that third aroma and smell coming out of that. So even have a little honey coming out. I taste more pineapple than peaches. And the notes, again, one says peaches, pineapple, citrusy. You get that citrusy, but I get more pineapple and a slight bit of that honey. So this is why it's similar to those sweeter Riesling wines, not quite as sweet as a Moscato too, because I don't put that part of my wine palette or wine collection. I don't do a Moscato, but a Riesling with the complexities and the levels in Riesling, a Gewurztraminer because of the pepper in the Chardonnay Blancs from South Africa, as well as the Vouvrays. I just love those. Those are really, really good if you want something kind of sweeter, because I got a really sweet palate in that sense. But this one, it was pretty good. It was surprisingly not complex. So if people are truly wine drinkers, they'll be like, yeah, it's cool. It's kind of a little light. I'll have that with a dessert. I'll use it as a dessert wine. But for those with a medium palate, I don't want to say uneducated because that's not good. Someone who's not an experienced palate, who's still trying to transition from sweet. This is a great transitional wine to a grape. So this Vidal Blanc hybrid grape and wine is really, really good. So if you taste it and you get an effort to just put it on your table, they have some really good ones in Virginia. I was told to come back to another vineyard that has a one that would have a little more complexity in, but New Kent has a really good one. So if you're in the area, or if you actually go to a lot of vineyards in there, pull up a Vidal Blanc, do a quick tasting, see if it is good to your palate. And especially if you have a sweet palate like myself, you'll probably enjoy this. This is a nice, relaxing, it'll probably go really well with Asian cuisine. So if you get an Asian cuisine, that probably is gonna go really well with that as well. That sweetness, but flatness that's right there, that will go really well. So try the Vidal Blanc. Vidal Blanc. Originally from France, Jean-Louis Vidal. That's his grape that he kind of just built on. But give it a try. Thank you very much. We'll see what we're gonna have on the palate next. I'm thinking a Syrah. I haven't had one in a while, and I have a couple in my little wine chest that I would like to try, but I'm trying to get a good food pairing to go with that as well. So I look forward to seeing you again on Urban Wine Life.
Forget to check us out on YouTube for videos on Urban Wine Life, and you can still stop by bougieblackbrother.com.